I want to talk to you about the fullness of time, preparation for Christmas. You know, we think about preparation for Christmas, and we think about people that we want to get gifts for, and in most cases, putting up a Christmas tree, and many of these things go on for a very long time. I want to think with you about God's preparation for Christmas. And in one way, we can say that it begins in the Garden of Eden, because there we're told at the beginning, when humankind fell into sin in the person of our first parents, Adam and Eve, that God promised that the seed of the woman would crush the head of the seed of the serpent. And so we have the gospel proclaimed there, and that's the beginning of the preparation. But I want to think more practically in terms of how this comes about. How did this event that occurred probably about 3 or 4 years before Christ, and probably did occur on December 25th, that's not absolutely certain, but it probably did. And it could have snowed. I remember when I was in Jerusalem in February of 2000, it snowed. So these things are not abstract and far-fetched as they may seem. But I want to think back to God's preparation for Christmas in the fullness of time. After all of the preparation, here's how it goes. In the year 722 BC, the Assyrian Empire conquered the northern kingdom, Israel, and destroyed the capital city, Samaria, and took the Israelites into captivity, spreading them throughout the Assyrian Empire. Then, in the year 586 BC, the Babylonian Empire crushed Judah and destroyed the Jewish temple. And at that point, the Jewish people, southern kingdom Judah, northern kingdom of Israel, is dispersed throughout those ancient empires. What happens? After Babylon, we have the Medo-Persian Empire that comes. It is a kinder and gentler empire than that of Babylon, and certainly a kinder and gentler empire than that of the Greeks that displaced that of the Persians. What happens during this time? When the Jewish people were dispersed, they discovered that it wasn't an altogether bad thing to remain in the nations to which they had been driven. And so Jewish people began to live there among the pagans and establish synagogues. And these synagogues existed throughout the empire of the Persians, throughout the empire of the Greeks, and then when the Greeks fell to the Romans, throughout the Roman Empire. And that's why you discover, as you look at a place like as you look at a book like the Book of Acts, that there are synagogues throughout the Roman Empire. Now I want you to think about this. This is God's preparation for Christmas. Because what do the Greeks give us? The Greeks give us a common language. Greek was spoken throughout the Roman Empire, not just around Greece, but throughout the Roman Empire, as far as it went. If you wanted to be able to communicate with other people, you had to know Greek. So they had a common language, and it extended throughout the known world. It's interesting that the big mistake in Mel Gibson's film, The Passion of the Christ, is that the soldiers are speaking Latin. At that time, no one spoke Latin except those people who were truly Roman. They spoke Greek. Greek is what would be called the lingua franca of the ancient world. And it continued that way. Even Roman Caesars like Caesar Augustus spoke Greek. He made jokes in Greek, like the joke that I relayed to you a week ago Sunday, where he said of Herod, better to be his hus than his huios. That is, better to be Herod's pig than Herod's son, because Herod killed two of his sons. But trying to make himself to be a model Jewish person, even though he was not Jewish, he was Edomite and Jewish, He was very kosher in his dietary plan. And so I think it's interesting to realize that Caesar Augustus, Octavian, made a joke using Greek. Greek is a common language. Now think about that for a moment. Before Christ is born, the whole world, that is what we would call the civilized world, could understand Greek. At least somebody somewhere in a town would understand it. And there's something else. Because the Jewish people were dispersed, and because their scriptures were in Hebrew, it was important to make sure that they had the Bible in their own language. And so about 150 years or so before the birth of Christ, a team of Jewish rabbis who were experts in Hebrew and experts in Greek translated the Hebrew scriptures into Greek, and we call that book the Septuagint. And so here you have it, preparation for Christmas. The whole inhabited world as a civilized place knows Greek. The Jewish people are living throughout the known world. They gather in synagogues, and they have a Greek document, that is, their own Hebrew scriptures translated into Greek. That's the preparation. And then you find something else. You find when Rome conquers the Greeks, Rome establishes Roman law and something else, Roman roads. I remember back in 1966, hiking along Hadrian's Roman Wall, which separated England from Scotland. You see, the Romans wanted to keep out the Scots, the Picts, and they didn't want those barbarians coming in, and so they established this wall as a boundary. And they also had roads throughout Europe. Those roads still exist in many places. So here's what you have. You have an army that enforces the Pax Romana. What does that mean? It means the peace of Rome. Rome established world peace and enforced it with its armies that could move very rapidly from one place to another because of these wonderful roads. So you have in place a common language, Greek. You have outposts of biblical religion in Jewish synagogues throughout the empire, and you have a Roman Empire that enforced peace with its armies and had a rapid transit system, if you will, with Roman roads. And that's preparation that God gave so that when His Son would be born, the message of the babe in Bethlehem who would grow up, live a sinless life, and die on the cross in 30 AD. That message would be spread by the apostles of Christ throughout the known world. They could easily move from one place to another, and the Roman armies and the Roman navy protected them from barbarians and others. And so it's an interesting thing, isn't it? Within the lifetime of those people who knew Jesus personally, the gospel message was spread throughout the known world. When St. Paul would come into a city, he would always worship on the Jewish Sabbath, Friday night to Saturday night. Why would he do that? Because that's when people would be in the Jewish synagogues. And he would always go there and would wait until he was recognized by the president of the synagogue and ask, "Do you have a message?" "Well, as a matter of fact, I do." And he would come up and he would read from the Torah and he would begin to explain about the Lord Jesus Christ. So the gospel spread. Thousands of people became Christians within the lifetime of those who personally knew Jesus. In the fullness of time, God sent His Son, and Jesus' message civilized the Roman world to the point that within 300 years, the Roman Empire had been fully conquered by the lowly Jesus, Christ the King, whose birth we celebrate this night. May we pray. Lord, we pray as we ponder the fullness of time, as we think about our own preparations for Christmas, as we think about the excitement of it, Lord, give us to remember that you too prepared for Christmas by engineering the movement of nations, the rise of one, the fall of another, so as to create a perfect environment for the message of your only begotten Son to be spread throughout the world to the conversion of the Gentiles. In Jesus' name, amen. Lord, bless us especially this night. Give us to remember those who have lost loved ones. Give us to remember those who are discouraged and despondent and depressed. Give us to remember those who are sick and in prison. Give us to remember those who have so little when we, Lord, have so much. Lord, we pray that as we celebrate the birth of the Prince of Peace, that you would grant to our nation peace, that you would heal the wounds that rip us apart, and you would bless us and pity us and shine on us with your face. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.